Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for joining me today. It's my pleasure to be with you. As always, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. Beverly M. Menebel is here, and I'm glad about that, too, because she's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and couldn't do without her. She's one of our top communication experts. She's the author of a number of books, including Real-World Communication Strategies That Work. She's one of 12 authors that are part of that book. And also Success is a Decision of the Mind. I think that's her new one. And the other one is Talk is Not Cheap. She's our good friend, Beverly. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. And I started to say Happy Holidays, but I actually know that I can say Merry Christmas.
Yes, indeed you can. Merry Christmas.
And the same back to me. Thank you very much. Beverly, how do you feel about all of the politically correct things that we seem to be, hoops that we seem to be jumping through during this time of year?
Well, you know, as a communication specialist, I really pay attention to this. And I think sometimes in our quest to be all-inclusive that we are forgetting perhaps the true definition of diversity. Diversity, to me, means the acceptance of everyone's mm-hmm. differences. And I believe we have come to think that diversity means that there should be no differences, that we should all treat, you know, everyone the same. And I shouldn't mention that I have red hair, or that I'm of Irish descent, or that I'm a Tennessee Vols football fan, or that I'm a Christian, or that, you know, go on down the list because I may offend someone.
Well, you forgot incredibly beautiful. You left that part out.
Well, hey, Irish red hair volunteer fan, of course that's beautiful.
Well, you know, diversity, I think what you're saying is the diversity police have taken one of the most important elements of diversity out of it, and that is tolerance.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes, I do.
I mean, we've lost that. We've completely lost that. And I remember when I was growing up, and maybe even longer than that, basically, you know, people said Merry Christmas this time of year, and maybe we were being a little bit insensitive to people who don't celebrate Christmas. But the thing is people didn't seem to take offense, and it was not so much the words that we were saying as it was the well wishes that we were intending.
Right.
What do you think?
I agree. And, you know, I have had many friends who are Jewish and would say to me, Shalom. Mm-hmm. And I was never offended by that. I felt the warmth and the well-wishing that you mentioned that was intended. I think when your difference is the majority rather than the minority, that's where we cross into the area of the, what did you call them, diversity police?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That say, well, you can express your diversity if you're really on the outside, but if you're in the mainstream, then do not communicate that in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And that concerns me because I think each person needs to show their differences, whether they are in the minority or whether they're in the majority. And we need to truly accept the differences in people. More than accept it, we should celebrate it.
Well, and also, you know, there are people who are just, you know, boneheaded and they're so self-absorbed in their own little world that they refuse. You know, for example, if I'm talking to a friend of mine who is Jewish and I know that they're Jewish and I continually, repeatedly you know, say things that, that you know, disregard who they are, well, that's being rude and insensitive. But if there are a group of people there and one of them happens to be a Jew and I say Merry Christmas, then my friends, that wouldn't bother them.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? But if I say it to the one person over and over and over again, you know, without saying Happy Hanukkah or something like that, then that's me being insensitive.
And we also need to realize that we're talking more beyond Christianity and the Jewish faith. We're talking
right.
about all faiths, and we're talking about people that have no faith, because
right.
sometimes they can become as defensive or defensive more quickly
right.
than other people. And I'm simply saying, this time of year, 365 days a year, 24/7, let's accept differences in people, not hide them.
Tolerance. Don't forget to blend the tolerance in there, folks. We got to have some of that. We're going to come right back with our good friend Beverly Ammon Ebel. I think she wants to talk about how to grow our business, how to deal with these growing pains. It's 2010 and I feel good.
I feel not.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com, or if you like to type smallbusinessadvocate.com, we got one of those for you too. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. Don't forget you can check out all the other things on our site, including you can find out more about Beverly Ammon Ebel, like all of the archives, the I don't know how many dozen archives are there of shows that she and I have done in the past several years, as she has been so much an abiding resource for us, for you and me, and for our as a member of our Brain Trust. Beverly, here as we come up on the end of another year, I want to thank you for all that you do for small businesses and all you've done for us.
Thank you, Jim. And I would say that you are leading the way for challenges and encouragement for small business owners. And I thank you.
I appreciate it. Give us your website, please.
www.talklisten.com. And by the end of January, we're completely redoing our website. So if you've been there, come back in February.
Cleaning house and starting over again, huh?
That's right.
Good
what
for you.
What a growing pain.
And we can find your books there, can't we?
Yes.
And wherever books are sold, Beverly Ammon hyphen Ebel, E-B-E-L. Beverly, one of the things that's been fun for me over the years is to watch you grow your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really proud of you. But
thank you.
There are those growing pains that I know that you've experienced, and I'd like for you to you've indicated that you'd be willing to talk about some of those. And some people might not be, folks, because you know, growing a small business can sometimes be like making sausage or laws. These are things that you don't really want to watch. And So what do you think?
Well, you know, I've been around a lot of business owners as a national president of NABO.
Right, I forgot to mention that. Thank you for reminding me about that.
That's all right.
That's the National Association of Women Business Owners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I have seen some business owners that become very stable, and they stay in that stable area, and hooray for them, they're stable. I've seen some that grow very rapidly. And then there are some people like me who have been in business for 23 years.
Started when you were six.
Started when I was six. Became very stable and became inspired by people who were not stable but who were in a high growth rate. And did some serious thinking. Well, how come you just have this stable business? Do you want something more? And what I decided was, I wanted more excitement. That I wasn't excited about my business. And so, in order to get excited, of course, you start thinking outside the box. Oh, here's new products. Here's new services. Here's new processes we could use. And guess what? All that takes, that makes you change.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And some of that change cost you in finances. Some of that change cost you in what you give up in your time. And of course, you have your employees who, you know, they kind of get comfortable in that stable set also. So
it becomes your organization goes from being a little bicycle that you can turn around on a dime to a little bit of a freight train, huh?
Yes. Yes.
It gets on a track and it doesn't want to turn much.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, everything from, you know, I mentioned the new website. Well, you mentioned my books. We have other products. We have tapes. We have videos. And for the first time, we're going to have a store on this, mm-hmm. where you can actually purchase it on the website. Well, that's a big deal for
us. It's a growing pain. It sure
is. It's a growing pain.
It costs money, too.
And all the decisions I had to make about just the store portion. You know, what we would accept, and did we want this or that, and PayPal or credit cards.
And, you know, Beverly, in the growing pain, the interesting thing about that is an activity that has to exist and has to flourish in a parallel universe with the traditional existing business model.
Mm-hmm.
Because typically the growing pain part of your business hasn't really become commercial oftentimes yet.
Right.
While you're developing, while you're planning that, I mean, you mentioned the time. That's something I think people lose sight of. And I've actually seen people lose their business because they didn't understand that growing into another direction or off on another little tangent maybe, they get so wrapped up in the new stuff that they forget the one what brung them.
Right. And so you have cash flow problems. You've got to make sure you've got that line of credit out there. You need to rethink finances. You know, my business is debt-free, has been for a couple of years, totally debt-free, property, everything.
That's pretty annoying, Beverly.
But I'm saying I'm plunging back into debt financing.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you've been in a certain comfort zone, it's an interesting tumble to take.
Yep.
And so there's much to think about.
Well, how are you dealing with this? How are you handling it?
I think it's pretty stressful. It's exciting, but you know, excitement represents both positive and negative stress. So I'm actually feeling some physical ramifications from it. Some people get colds or flus. My back goes out. I'm sitting on a heating pad as I'm talking to you.
So the possibilities are exciting and distressing, aren't they?
They are.
Because the possibilities, the good possibilities, really make you hopeful and excited. But the possibility has two faces.
Yes, it does. And it's so important to plan and to talk to the experts. Don't try to redo all of this yourself.
That's a good point. Well said, Beverly. We'll take a quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Beverly Inman Ebel, is with us. She's the author of Success is a Decision of the Mind. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel. Beverly is the author of a number of books, and I encourage you to just go to one of the online stores and type her name in, and you'll see all the things that she's done. Or you can go to her own website, which is talklisten.com. Is that right, Bev?
That is correct.
And check that out. And if you need someone to help your company put its best foot forward through communication, through organization. I know you'd work on some of that, Beverly. I encourage you folks to check out her website and give her a call and see if she can help you with some of this. Beverly, we're talking about growing pains, and you were sharing some of your experiences. You know, the one of the things that I worry about in small businesses is not so much the growing pains. Because somehow, Beverly, if you feel the need, if you have the ability to recognize that you need to be somewhere else, somewhere besides in the direction that you're going, movement that your company is making, it needs to go in a little bit of a different direction. If you have that knowledge and that understanding, you'll somehow find a way to make it happen. The people I worry about are the ones who don't have growing pains, who don't who don't realize that they need to be making adjustments, morphing to some degree. Because, you know, Beverly, in the 21st century, if you stand still too long, you'll get run over.
That's so true. I call them dinosaurs.
Yep.
For instance, my company, our premier programs were that we would go out to a company and train their people face-to-face, whether it was one-on-one coaching or a seminar. And I recognized at some point that people want training conveniently. They want it over the Internet, for instance, but resisted it with every fiber of my being until I realized, get with the program. Get with the times. And we now offer, you know, over 70 courses online, 24/7 available. But I went kicking and screaming for the longest time before I made that change. But I felt the need, but I thought, oh, well, it doesn't pertain to what we do, because what we do is so different and special. Get over it, folks. It does pertain to you.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, is you knew that there was going to be some pain in this. I mean, anytime you leave your comfort zone, there's a little bit of pain there.
Yes,
and you've got to be prepared for, you got to focus on the positive possibilities. Otherwise, you'll never do it. And you will become a dinosaur, as Beverly said.
Right.
And, you know, and we all know where dinosaurs are today.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're buried.
Well, some of them are. Some of them are in your gas tank. But anyway, so what are some other perspectives that you've learned about, I'll tell you what, let me ask you this question. You're the president of NABO, the National Association of Women's Business Owners. This is a big deal, by the way, folks. Beverly, I'm really proud of you for that. I've known several NABO presidents, and they're all high-class ladies and real professionals. And I'm really proud to have you as my friend, but not only because of that, but that's one good reason. But what have you noticed in an organization like NABO? How has a national organization like that had to have growing pains?
Well, very similar to businesses, changing websites, changing the way we interact with people, what we offer, what do people want out of an organization. It's not the same thing that they wanted 20 years ago.
You mean your customers?
Your customers, that's
yeah.
Right. Taking a look at them and what are they wanting? They're wanting information, and they're wanting it at their fingertips. They're wanting to connect, not so much in face-to-face meetings. They're wanting to connect on chat rooms with people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's taking a look, using a thermometer, and checking the temperature with your customer base, with your suppliers, with your competition. And you've got to be aware of what is out there, and you've got to be true to yourself and unique in what you do. It doesn't mean you copy everything that's around, but you need to be aware of it.
You got to differentiate yourself, don't you?
Yes.
And you mentioned that what you just mentioned about the customers, they really tell us more about what we need to be growing to than anything, don't they?
Yes, they do. The question is, when's the last time we've asked our questions to our customers?
Mm-hmm. And if we asked, did we listen?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job today. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Jim, to you and your listening audience.
And we'll see you next time.
All right.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.